The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
A woman was taken to jail, and it all stems from a soup argument.
You argued over soup?
Soup, Lee. So many arguments.
Never do that.
It can get out of hand, soup discussions.
Yep. This Charlotte County woman taken to jail after harming her fiancé after he questioned her about soup.
Mm. Never question the soup.
You can't.
Deputy was dispatched to a home in Punta Gorda after reports of a verbal domestic incident. 31-year-old Eva Espinoza and her fiancé were the ones fighting. The deputy left the home after confirming the fight wasn't physical, but when the deputy left, she started to boil some water so she could make soup, but forgot about it and took a nap. 30 minutes later, she woke up. Her fiancé said, "You ever gonna turn the stove off?"
Oh.
That question made her so angry, she almost bit his pinky off.
It's like, "I am going to kill you."
She then punched him multiple times and kicked him in the testicles.
Oh, man, she got him good.
Oh, she did it all.
Her fiancé told law enforcement it's not the first time that she's gotten physical with him.
Oh, yeah. He's living in fear.
Yeah.
When deputies went to arrest her, she resisted multiple times by trying to pull her hands away when she was getting handcuffed. She was taken to jail, charged with battery and resisting an officer. Here is her mugshot right there.
Ooh.
She looks like she eats more than soup.
Yeah, I'm surprised she does.
She's not just on a liquid diet.
No, she's a lot of solids.
Yeah.
A lot of protein. A lot of fats.
I'll tell you what, though.
Saturated fats.
I just turn that stove off and I go sit down like a good boy.
Oh, yeah. When Big Red's taking a nap.
Yeah, when Big Red has got to
lay down. Big Red.
Oh. When Big Red's angry. Look at this.
Yeah. She'll bite your pinky off.
And she'll chew it.
Big Red sleeping.
She kicked me in the nose.
And she kicked me in the face.
She's making soup and
sleeping. She gets angry really easy. She's Big Red.
I love her jingle.
She's got her own jingle.
Big Red. She's violent. She'll bite you and kick you.
She was just boiling water, so she wasn't making real soup.
No, what was she going to put some bouillon cubes in there?
Yeah, exactly.
What kind of soup you making, Big Red?
Some instant soup.
What do you mean some instant soup? You've had the pot boiling for 2 days.
I got tired and I went to sleep. You should know that.
Listen, you got to turn that stove on. Oh, no. Oh, God, not my balls, too. Big Red, please. Sorry, I questioned your soup.
Don't try to sweet talk me.
I'm sorry, baby.
Oh, goodness.
Big Red's her little sweet talk name.
Yeah. Ooh, hey, hey, Big Red.
That poor guy. He admits she's attacked him many times before.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You can just tell.
He's probably just a punching bag for Big Red.
He did not want that soup boiling.
I'm making bouillon soup. Yeah, some guys don't know what they're getting into, I guess.
No, they don't.
Well, he knew with Big Red.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
He saw what she was, all those solids and saturated fats that she'd been eating.
She probably had a whole cow's leg in a pot of boiling water.
Cow's leg. I'm making cow's leg soup.
It's cow's leg soup.
You gotta turn the stove off, Big Red.
You don't tell me what to do.
All right. Just make your cow leg soup.
Ooh. So now the dude whose boner killed him.
Oh. You hate to hear it.
You do. Kun Thep, a 44-year-old horn dog.
Yeah.
Who's no longer with us because of his activities at an orgy in Thailand.
Well, what did he get up to there?
Thep died from a heart attack. And they believe Viagra and Marathon Rub erection cream that he used did him in.
Hold on a second.
He combined the two.
Marathon Rub?
Marathon Rub. I've never heard of it. Have you?
I'm assuming it's a numbing agent, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's erection cream.
Yeah, so he gets Viagra to get it going. And then he puts the marathon to
numb
last
him so he can keep going, so he can run like a marathon.
Yeah,
I see.
Sex marathon.
Long time.
He must have overdid it with the Viagra.
People are looking it up here. Marathon rub cream.
Now James is looking it up.
Oh, that's right.
I had it looked up.
Oh, okay, good.
It's on James. Yeah, that's already in my history.
Yeah,
it's a pain relief cream.
Must be a different.
Pain
must be a
different.
This is different.
Yeah, I need I need to put the word erection in there.
There you go. I need to put the word erection in there.
Instant erection cream. That can't be it, right?
I don't.
Oh, there it is. Oh, there Marathon it is. Cream, long power for men. Mm.
Long power for men.
It promotes blood circulation.
So you're getting more plumped up. So it's the same thing. So he went like double.
Circulation enhancing ingredients may boost stamina and prolong lovemaking for even more fun with sex, lust, and love. Ideal as a complement to long power marathon spray.
Mm. Yeah, I'm guessing it was probably mostly the Viagra.
Yeah, who knows probably. How much he took.
Yeah, and I mean, he probably overdid it with the marathon erection cream.
I love the description.
I bet it was lathered up. Yeah. The man's ability to love can be increased directly, as well as the ability to have an orgasm.
Whoa.
My ability to love. I love.
That's what sold me on the cream. I was like, yes, the ability to love.
My ability to love. I have a hard time loving.
Looking for a cream that'll make me love better.
Yeah. Got any love cream?
So he pushed it just a little too hard.
I guess he did,
He sure did.
Too much.
It's listed as one of the top penis erection creams in India.
Well, sure.
Very cool. That's a cool award.
It is. Voted one of the top penis erection creams.
There's the scene. So there's the...
That's the scene?
That's, yes.
Look at all the food at the...
I know.
Do you notice that like all paper towel, or like there's all toilet paper everywhere?
That's so gross. I see that. That's disgusting. Really gross.
So they were having a spicy orgy.
I just think they were eating there, though.
Yeah.
I know, so much food. Generally, you think if you're having a big orgy,
you got to keep your energy up. You
got
to eat those carbs.
Soups.
You know, you got the marathon cream, you got the Viagra. You're going to be humping and pumping for hours.
Yeah.
You're going to get famished.
Yeah. He died after having energetic sex in a hotel suite during a monthly sex party with friends. He had taken a woman to his room, but emerged an hour later, unusually tired, fell asleep in a friend's room.
That was it.
An hour later, they found him unresponsive, naked from the waist down. Took a cocktail of drugs, including Viagra and Marathon Rub Cream. That doesn't look like real Viagra, either, by the way.
Well, that looks like Indian Viagra.
Yeah, Indian or Thailand Viagra. Yeah.
So I wonder if they found the body, he's just there with just a huge boner. Raging boner.
Yep.
Oh, that's the last thing that died.
Please recall to the suite in Thailand.
Probably was hard as a rock.
Discovered erection cream, Viagra, and unknown pills scattered around. Also present at the party was whiskey and cans of beer and a ton of food. They had a buffet of peanuts, fried chicken, and dried shrimp also on the table.
He ate a bunch of fatty foods and stuff, too. I don't know.
I guess he celebrates like this every month.
A monthly party.
Yeah.
He needs his marathon erection cream.
Once a month.
Is that the cream? That must be the... Thailand erection cream.
It looks suspect.
It does. It does. It's got a silhouette of a busty lady.
Yep.
And then a lot of Asian letters. They say his death's not being treated as suspicious. His family did not know he was there.
No.
They had to tell his family.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They were like, he was using the top erection cream in India? Oh, my gosh.
He loved that cream.
I love the comment. The place must be stank.
Yeah, it looked like there was a lot of spicy foods there.
Yeah, the smell of spicy foods and boners.
Yeah, and a dead guy.
Right, no good.
No.
Yeah, the smell of death and spices.
Listen, I know, and we've talked about it on the show before, guys go crazy rubbing all sorts of creams and taking crazy pills. You can't. It's not worth risking your life to get a boner.
Some of those are dangerous.
Some of those gas station pills and some of the things guys take just to try and get aroused or harder or last longer. Mm-mm.
I'm assuming that the guy most likely could have taken way less and got the job done that he was like looking for. You know?
He thought he was super pumping up his
mirror. Yeah, like he had to, it's like, it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't
work.
You can't super pump it up.
No.
Super pump, like
you,
pump it up.
You can't grow it.
No.
Right. So once you get it going, that's all you got.
Yeah, you do not need the top erection cream in India.
Even Walmart sells an instant erection cream.
Of course they do.
It's the same.
Oh,
I thought
God.
It was the same one for a second.
Look at it. It's on fire. It's flaming.
But isn't that the exact same...
That's at Walmart.
That's the exact same kind of lettering, except that it was in...
It'd be Asian awkward letters. To go to
It was in Asian letters. It's like the same fire.
Help get things going. This instant erection cream comes in a 0.5-ounce tube. Apply a small amount to the entire penis and rub in. In 25 minutes, the pineapple-flavored cream will begin to give you a warming sensation and invigorate your member. Hmm.
ready in an instant.
Hey, Barb, you reading this? This is crazy. It says it's got flaming letters on it. And
how she taste?
It says it got a pineapple flavor to it. What do you say we spice up our Tuesday?
Throws it in the cart at Walmart.
Right. I'm putting that in there next to the tuna.
I'm telling you, this is the same stuff.
That is craziness. Walmart, it's got two ratings and one comment. What's the comment?
I wanted cream male enhancement that work instantly.
Oh.
All right, thanks for that.
That's a hell of a review.
What? All what? Good.
Robert.
It were,
here we go.
It were just like it said it would. If you apply it in the right way.
Read that, Barb. That's a...
Four stars.
Yeah.
Robert just gave it one star. Obviously, didn't give him a boner.
Yeah, no.
That's it.
Robert didn't care for it.
Didn't work for Robert.
No, it didn't work for Robert. I wanted cream male enhancement that work instantly.
That is a sterling
but he
review.
Doesn't say if it does.
Well, no.
$15.99, Barb, I think that's a steal.
You can get that on like Walmart.com.
They'll sell anything on Walmart.com.
But is there actually a cream that can give you an erection?
If you're, I just don't know if you just go to a doctor if you're having an issue.
Right, but I mean, is there a doctor prescribed boner cream?
I don't think so.
I don't think so, man. I think they'll just give you the pills.
I think all this is doing is warming. It's giving you that warming sensation on your Johnson.
How could that give you a boner?
Well, the only thing is maybe if it was.
You like it?
Well, if you have, I guess, maybe a sensitivity issue.
Right.
Where it makes it more sensitive and then just a little bit more sensation actually.
I mean, I needed something like that. I was pounding Barb for 2-3 hours at a time. Nothing happening.
Calluses.
Oh, my God. That one, that's a woman performing a BJ in that pic.
You've got that right.
They don't try and hide what it is. They really want you to know what this is.
Well, she has a penis in her mouth.
They don't really dance around it.
Instant erection cream. But that's crazy. I've never yet
that they could show that on Amazon.
What do you think this does?
Am I wrong here? But has it gone off? Look down the over by the hand. Has it gone off?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, no, that's her thumb.
Oh, okay.
That's her thumb.
All right.
Has it gone off?
I thought it went off.
Did they do that so you don't mess up your creams that you have? In the
don't mix that up with the Bengay, please. Barb. Please.
Because you know when you hear
it's the one where the woman has a dog in her mouth.
I don't want to burn my shaft. I don't want that freezy burning.
They need, we're also dumb. They got to put the picture right in the box. What's this one good for?
Well, I can't read.
Look at the size of the lettering on the actual tube. So in case you throw the boner box away.
It's like instant erection cream.
This has got two ratings here. Let's see. Well, one, don't waste your money. A failed experiment.
It was a failure, Barb.
The other one is, works very perfectly. Exactly how I thought it would.
Yeah.
There's always like the one fake one.
There's one 5-star review, but maybe no comments.
So only two people in the world have reviewed this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it has a picture of a BJ on the cover. That's crazy to me. We've looked up a lot of stuff on Amazon. I've never seen anything like that before.
Yeah.
Nope.
Straight out of a porn.
What is in that stuff?
Yeah, like, does it break it down?
Does it tell you what the ingredient probably
is? I don't think the FDA looks at instant erection creams.
You might be right.
No. Their description, apply vigorously to the length of the penis and feel the urge.
That's it.
Yeah, but they'll tell you no. You know, they won't give you one clue what's in there.
There's a huge disclaimer on it.
Yeah.
A gigantic disclaimer.
They burn penis right off your body.
Right.
Yeah, put that back, Barb.
Yeah, that's the one and only, it appears, erection cream that they have there on.
I don't think they got
breast gel. But apparently only one erection cream. So, yeah, it's not something that apparently exists in the real world, in the legitimate world.
Yeah.
Boner cream.
But you know what you're getting when you see that.
But, yeah, don't pop a bunch of Viagra and rub that on, too, just to be safe. Because apparently killed a guy in Thailand. Killed him dead.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
While we're speaking of oral pleasure, an attempt at pleasuring one husband orally ended badly for a woman who had to rush him to the hospital. She wanted to spice things up by filling her mouth with something cold.
Don't give me
while
frostbite.
She was performing.
Don't give me frostbite, woman.
So she took a big swig of a cold drink at the side of the bed. Unfortunately, her drink of choice was vodka with a bunch of lime juice.
Oh, sting. Sting stuff.
Why are you doing that? That's
that just... lime juice got into her man's pee hole.
He read that like a news dude. Yep.
The lime juice got into her man's pee hole.
Causing instant regret. Burning. Itching.
Massive burning sensation had him doubled over for almost half an hour until they finally decided they had to take him to the hospital. Hospital just basically flushed him out and sent him on his way.
Yeah.
Not much they
used. She was saying no.
Classic case of lime juice in the people.
Not again.
We have a protocol for that.
That's a weird, you know, I don't want a nice cold drink around it.
Oh, that citric acid will get you.
Well, I don't think alcohol is any great feeling in the pee hole either. It was probably a double whammy, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Listen, I've got Irish Spring in there, and that'll
scotch you
be
going.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, the worst feeling ever.
Gosh, be going.
It was horrible. So I can't imagine vodka and lime juice at the same time.
Dip it into a shot of vodka next time and see what happens.
Well, you disinfect it.
Well, yeah, I bet you feel it.
Yeah, I bet you do.
That'd be a wild move.
Maybe the real sign you're finally grown up is when you come to terms with the idea that your body is going to change in bad ways. There is one thing that most young people are terrified of happening to their body.
Getting fat. Hold on.
Not getting fat.
What about shrinking?
51% of men and 55% of women under 34 say this happening to their body terrifies them.
Getting super hairy.
Gray hair.
Gray hair.
The opposite.
Going bald.
Women, which is crazy. More women than men.
Women,
well, I mean, it would be horrible. But I didn't really.
Women get it. Some women.
I didn't think it would be like on the top of their list. Right.
Yeah, but think about so.
No, you wouldn't.
If you were really thinking about what could happen to you, that would be the worst.
Boner dying.
Well, boner dying. Boner dying. But even boner dying. You can get help.
Yeah.
But there's nothing that's going to help you, Dave, if all of a sudden your hair start falling
out.
Well,
no, I don't know how well all of them work, but there's a bunch of different creams and surgeries that they promote.
I don't think they really
work that
well.
A lot of things get promoted. You still see a lot of bald guys, don't you? Because if they worked, none of us would be bald.
Be all Fabios.
Oh, my God, dude. That'd be incredible.
James, you tried. Were you trying something? Did you try some cream or something I thought you said once?
I have like a Bosley shampoo that I use to try to keep some of the hair have left.
Yeah.
And have you noticed that it's working for you?
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like, oh, it looks like it's working. And then sometimes I'm like, oh, my God, I don't think anything's working.
You go back and forth on it.
Yeah, I can't really tell.
So. I will admit, I went the other day and took a photo of the top of my head.
Just to check.
Just to see what's going on up there.
I mean, I can't believe anything would be going on.
No, everything's cool, but yeah. I was just like, I don't know. I was like, feels thin. I don't know.
I guess because really, like, no one in my family
you know, has suffered from it.
Yeah.
It's never really been, never was at the top of my list of concerns.
Well, for me, I never saw it coming, but it happened. Like, I could tell at 19 that my hair was falling out. So
usually
it's
happens
like,
young, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, I knew, I was like, wow, well, great. No one in my family has ever had this happen. I'll be the first, you know, and then my brother was the second. So
it's my dad's bald.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was
say it skips
it.
Sometimes.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
It skipped me.
I don't know.
I don't worry about it. Baldness.
Seems like men. It's good. Well, yeah. You got long flowing locks. Seems like men really come to terms with it better after they hit 45. But at that point, only 28% of men are terrified of going bald.
I'm just surprised that women were on that.
And women, Lisa, even as they get older, it's still one of their biggest fears. At age 45, 44% of women say they're still terrified of going bald.
I guess that's what kind of like makes me wonder about the whole thing. I guess I just assumed when people lost their hair, they lost it the same way that I did. Like, you're in your 20s. Like, you know by 20.
No, a lot of people don't.
And that's what's crazy. So, like, you've lived a life longer with hair. Maybe that's why I'm more cool with it. Just because I only got to live a life with hair until I was about 21.
You've been longer without hair
and
now.
And then it was just normal for me to, like, not have it. And if you're 45 and have had great hair.
Right? I mean, you'll have some thinning hair. I don't know.
Yeah. Like a receding hairline,
yeah,
maybe, or something.
Yeah, something like that.
I think when you get in your 30s, aging in general is just terrifying.
Yeah, sure, for sure.
Sure.
Yeah. It's like the first time, like, when your knees pops.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean,
my son tried to old man lift me, okay? So, sad moment in my life. They say hair loss is from your mom's side. Mom genetics.
Yeah. I mean, no one on my mom's side. Everyone's got great hair.
Yeah.
Mm. Everyone had great hair.
So that doesn't hold up for you?
No.
This guy said, the one thing I fear the most happening to my body is skin pods.
What does he mean? Like tags?
Oh, maybe skin tags.
I don't know what a skin pod
Why
is.
Why would you fear this? I mean, I don't.
And there's nothing to fear there. It's so easy to take care of.
Yeah, remove. Yeah. It's one like of the easiest
literally
things,
nothing.
Right? I don't think skin pods exist.
I don't know what that. He must mean tags.
If he's growing a pod.
Can I tell you, though? I don't want a pod on me.
If I start growing a pod?
No, man. How big's a pod?
Too big?
Yeah.
You want to go see a doctor right away if you're growing a skin pod.
It doesn't exist on the internet, so it must either been a typo or something crazy in his head.
Yeah, thank Jesus.
He's had a weird dream. You know, we've all seen it. A guy falls for the wrong girl.
Almost every time.
Any guy who's ever been to a strip joint has seen this scene play out. Either it's him or a buddy, but they're sitting close to the stage, get a bit of seductive and meaningful eye contact and a smile. Then he leans over to his friend and says, hey, I think this one likes me.
Oh, boy.
They might even try and up the game by attempting conversation, setting up a dating scenario. A few $100 later, he realizes it's a game and he walks away broken, humbled. Mm. A guy had a similar experience, but with a cam girl.
Mm-mm. Oh, even worse.
Yeah. Things started off with him paying to see the show on her page. Then things escalated when she gave him her Snapchat. After sharing intimate moments, even getting more into it with each other, likes, dislikes, he thought he could have a future with her. Spoiler alert, did not work out that way.
No.
A month later, they never did meet up. Now he feels like an idiot for buying into it instead of considering that it could have all been just her doing her job.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She roped you in.
Total amount spent?
Mm-mm.
$14,000.
So she did a good job.
She did a really, really good job.
She nailed it.
Yeah, she did.
She got involved. She got in his head.
Yeah.
His likes and dislikes.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Oh, my
Perfect
goodness.
Con.
I'm not sure if any guy would be willing to admit this, but were you conned by a lady, like stripper, cam girl? Did you fall for one of them? You ever fall for a stripper or a cam girl that was just taking you for a ride? 1-855-954-6969, toll free. I mean, I'm not sure many ladies, but ladies, you fall for a male stripper or a camboy?
I don't think they do.
1-855-954-6969.
Negative.
Text us 46969 if you want to reach us that way. But I know it's happened to so many men. Amazingly.
Yeah. I always felt like the second you give a girl money for something like that, that's when you're put into a different spot. So if you like thought a stripper was cool,
yeah,
you could never pay her for anything.
Well, no.
If like, she would ask for it, you'd be like, I'd never pay you for that. Or
once money comes into play,
yeah,
it, then you know it's not
exactly.
Real.
They right. never really like you.
No.
Ever.
Oh my God.
Ever.
No.
If, none of these people.
If she truly had feelings for him, he never would have paid again, right?
Yeah.
Like that, yes. that payments stop once you think yeah. that you're into something.
When you have to pay for someone to sit with you for 3 hours, if you got to pay them $600 to sit with you,
then they don't like you.
Then they don't really like you.
It's pretty simple stuff.
Yeah. In fact, when they like you, when they like you, they let you in on the game.
Right.
They're like, hey, listen, I'm going to get these suckers that are going to come in. I'm going to text these guys. They're going to show up, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know,
Greg's in Boston. Works. Greg, you fell in love with a stripper.
Greg.
Oh, unfortunately.
Oh, Greg. What happened, man?
Well, you know, you're sitting at the bar talking with the bartender that you make good friends with, and then someone saunters over, and she goes, hey, you want to buy me a shot? And I say, hey, why not? And then she sits down, and you get that wave of alcohol smell, like she's just been drinking all night. And I'm like, okay, one shot, and that's it. And I realize, you know, $15-some-odd later, Patron isn't exactly a cheap shot.
Yeah.
Wait, you were in for $15?
Yeah. $15.
This guy was in for $14,000. Yeah. Greg falls in with his $15 story.
Right away, I've got a doozy of a tail.
Yeah, there was a hang. That worked.
One shot?
Yeah.
One shot of Patron!
I was bamboozled.
He's taking for a top shelf liquor.
Yep.
$15, I tell you.
Dude, lost $15.
Are you kidding?
When I started in radio, I would have had to work for 4 hours to pay for my drinks. I would have taken 4 hours.
That's a 4-hour drink, m'lady.
I would have had a buck left over, and I would have to tip them. 4 hours.
Dude, in 2 weeks, I'll buy you another one.
One arm bandit in Fort Myers. You fell for a stripper.
Oh, man, I fell hard, dude. A couple of them, actually.
Yeah. So what happened?
So I lost my hand about 8 years ago in a farming accident up by Chicago, and they gave me $150,000. I blew through it in about 7 months.
Oh,
drugs and strippers.
Yeah. Oh my God,
he lived.
Yeah, he did.
Man, I consider it my midlife retirement.
So, did you actually think these ladies liked you, or did you realize you were just spending and having a good time?
Oh, I was just having a good time. You know, I mean, they loved my money. I know that. Money and the drugs I had in my pocket.
In a radio-friendly way, what kind of stuff do you get for that kind of money?
Oh, you can go pretty damn far. So I almost married a Russian stripper. I've gotten shrimp dinners and private dances. And it was definitely worth it.
Yeah.
Did you get any actual sex?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So I thought I'm just getting shrimp dinners.
Yeah. He almost married her.
That's how you know.
Yeah.
That's how you know. Definitely.
You get the shrimp and then
it is home. Then she gets the shrimp.
Okay. You shouldn't call it shrimp.
Yeah.
Well, some of us
bad association.
Mine's not a lobster, I'll tell you. One arm bandit. Thanks for calling in, dude.
Yeah, take it easy, guys.
Quite a life.
Yeah.
Shrimp dinners and hookers.
Yep. Well, Russian strippers love shrimp dinners.
They do. Especially when they're not paying for them. Free shrimp dinners?
I know to stay away from all of the Russian ones.
Yeah.
Get out of here, Russian.
This guy said, every damn time I'm at the strip club, this happens to me. I'm not a bad-looking guy, but I accept the fact that I'm going to fall in love every time I go there. Mm. I go in, I leave at least $600 or more in the hole.
I think for me, the thing that saved me was the fact that I was working in radio when me and my buddies would go to a strip joint. Cause when you're 19 years old and you go to a strip joint, you're going to fall in love with one of them.
Right.
You're just so dumb that you don't know. But thank God you have no money back then normally.
Otherwise you'd just spend it all.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is sad. This guy in Florida said his dad went to the Bunny Ranch in Las Vegas, came back with the girl's phone number. Called it. Turns out it was the number to the front desk at the Bunny Ranch, and he paid a lot of money to get that number.
Oh man.
Oh, you want my number? Sure, a couple $100. I'll give it to you. Here you go.
Oh, yeah, it was weird.
It's the Bunny Ranch.
Well, that's how you get her, though.
I think I was 20 years old when I first started working in strip clubs, so I wasn't... Yeah. It was a whole different scene to me, because I knew the girls, and I knew the game, and it was just I wasn't susceptible to it. Watching dudes... fall for it is hilarious.
So this dude, $15,000 in the hole after falling for a cam girl. We have an anonymous person from Fort Myers. Good morning. How are you, anonymous?
Is this supposed to be voice changing or no? I'm not turning it on yet, Dave. You have to tell me.
It doesn't say voice changing. Okay. It says anonymous. Hello, right. Anonymous.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Do you ever fall for a stripper?
Unfortunately.
You did. What happened?
Fresh out of boot camp, went to Pensacola for school and nothing more to do than strip clubs and met this lovely lady named Ginger. And
Don't get involved with a ginger.
We all
knew that.
My God.
Yep.
That is trouble.
It's a ginger flag has been raised. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My God.
Oh, yeah. She got me.
And then what happened?
He bought her some gas for her car because she never had money for some reason. And got her a hotel room one night. And she ended up bringing home this other guy. And I was just kind of like, what the crap? And I can't go back to the base because I'm not supposed to be out right now. So I kind of just had to sit in the living room and deal with it.
Oh no, that's terrible. That's terrible.
So, it was a good time.
Total
for sure.
Total bill at the end of the day?
Probably anywhere from 5 to 10,000 easily.
Oh, what? Yeah. Oh wow.
Oh, I thought it was just gas.
It's ginger, guys.
Ginger.
Wow. Ginger doesn't
wasn't just gas, it was all kinds of stuff. She needed everything and I was there for her.
Yeah.
Fresh out of the Navy.
Oh my goodness. Did you at least have some ginger snacks?
Unfortunately not.
Oh my God! You didn't even get Ginger's bits out of this?
No.
It's probably, knowing now what I know, it's probably better I didn't get any ginger snacks because I probably would still be dealing with the issues.
Yeah, you'd still have some of them. Yeah,
I guess you're right. Ginger would have left some memories behind.
Last forever.
Hey, listen, thanks for your service. Thanks for calling in. You have a good day.
Yeah, thanks, man. Bye.
See ya.
You got ginger.
She got totally ginger.
Yeah. Different Veterans Day there.
Didn't get anything out of it.
Yeah. Listen, I think a lot of guys get nothing out of it.
Wow.
Yeah, I think so too. Especially with the cam
stuff.
I'm
either too cheap or I have no patience. I don't know. Even if a girl like came up and said, buy me a shot, I'd be like, screw off.
Yeah.
That's what I would say too.
You know?
I mean, like, I'll take a girl out to dinner or something, but once they're like, I need $500 for gas, I'm like,
I need money for rent, whatever it is. No.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Todd's reaching out from Houston, Texas. Good morning, Todd. How are you doing, man?
Good morning.
Talking about being bamboozled by a stripper or a cam girl, what happened to you?
Actually, I worked there. I was at that club for 15 years. And
at a strip club?
What happened? Yeah.
Okay.
Down here in Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. I was DJ at several of them.
Right.
And basically what happened was she was a stripper slash waitress.
Yeah.
And we started getting a little relationship going on because I would tease her on the microphone because she was a redhead. And I would say stuff like, hey, you know, you might think this song is cool, but redheads do it better, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. And she was yours.
And she would be smiling, you know, when she'd be walking by. And so it just came up to that we started a relationship. You know, I'm going to make this short and sweet.
Not really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And basically what happened was that... you know, we moved in together and everything like that, and her car was like a hoopty. So I figured since we're getting married, I figured, oh, I'll get her some new wheels.
New car.
Because everything's going good.
You're like Bob Barker.
Yeah. And So then,
how much was it?
What's the total price tag?
What was the total at the end of it all?
All right, wait, hold on. Let's ask around the room. How much did he spend on
this DJ? Well, so it was a car. Was it a brand new car already?
Was it a car? Was a $27,000 vehicle.
So okay. That was already
so at least 27 50
is probably too high, but I'll say four, at least 40.
30, I think 35.
Okay,
I'll
Lisa?
Say 45.
Answer is how much did you spend on this whore?
He doesn't know.
The car was 27.
Okay, but total price tag
like more? Yeah, like that was it. All right.
I mean, bits and pieces, you really can't say, you know.
Yeah, you didn't add it up. Yeah. It's better not to add it up, right?
Don't even
the $27,000 for the car was enough.
I didn't think he had an Excel spreadsheet.
I didn't think so.
Never think about it.
You can't expect him to know.
Yeah, sometimes,
exactly,
Dave, it's not going to work.
I guess, Todd, all the best, man.
What a legend.
See you, bud.
But yes.
Saying stuff like, what do you say? Nobody does it like redheads or whatever.
And she moved in with them.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you get them.
Meal ticket.
Right. Right.
That's how you get
Andy,
you
were, $27,000 car. You did not, as a strip club DJ, fall for that.
No, I didn't. I was basically unbangable at that point. I was just a nerdy little, I was still trying to do radio on the weekends.
And yeah.
They were just my friends, and I dropped them off.
Yeah, you were like their Uber.
Right.
That sucks.
All right, here's a
one, but thank God.
Here's a twist here, thank I God. Guess, coming up on the next one. Hey, Anonymous, on a regular line, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today?
Good. We're talking about being bamboozled by a stripper. You were the stripper doing the bamboozling. Oh.
That is correct.
Okay, how?
So I used to do stripping on the side when I was needing some extra money.
Okay. Yep.
And gay men love to try to turn a straight guy gay.
Just, right.
You know, have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this guy. He would come see me on a regular basis every Saturday night, and he would always pay very well. Well, I agreed to go out with him a few times and, you know, go have dinner and hang out, go out for some drinks. He would always try to get me to fall in love with him. Well,
right.
He didn't realize that I was playing the game, and he ended up buying me a car. We would travel. He'd rent me things. And at one point, he decided to propose to me. We had only been doing this for about 7 months on and off.
And you are a straight man.
And you weren't doing anything sexual with him?
No, I was not.
Oh, wow.
You didn't even touch him. You didn't give him an HJ. He didn't give you an HJ. There was nothing going on.
That's not sexual.
No HJs, no touching,
nothing.
No erotic. Just playing
you.
The game.
You just playing the game.
Pull it out and show him before dinner or anything?
No.
Nothing.
He's already seen it.
Well, yeah,
he's already seen it.
Huh.
Already seen it.
So he proposes. What do you? He's down on one knee proposing to you as a straight man. What do you do?
Too deep.
Panic and realized I was in too deep.
Ooh, went too far with it.
Yeah, because I do wonder sometimes. I don't think that strippers usually have any kind of
stripper guilt
or remorse. But when it goes that far,
yeah. Well, did you feel horrible after that?
I felt horrible for a little bit, but the fact that I had no debt after that point, I felt great.
So how was the total amount you think he spent on you?
I would comfortably say about $25,000.
Wow. Was he a really well-off gay fella?
He was a very well-off man.
Okay.
Yeah. So how did you get out of it? Did you ghost him, or what did you do?
I told him I had to think on it.
Ah.
When we got back, because we were in Arizona at that point in time.
Oh, you weren't in. You were traveling at the moment.
Yeah,
uh-oh.
Taking trips.
So like,
you were on a trip.
I think about it just quick.
And you had to go hop on a bus or something.
Well, we got on the plane back to New Jersey, and at that point, I was done. I cut him off, didn't talk to him ever again.
Mm. Wow, they had to make the flight back.
Yeah,
how awkward is that?
Super awkward.
So crazy.
It was uncomfortable.
That is. Listen, I understand you kind of bamboozled him, but it's on you. Like, he didn't get nothing. He didn't even touch the genital. Like, you get nothing from a guy. You got to know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think guys are doing this all the time. I think they're, like, taking chicks on vacations. I knew someone whose friend was a stripper, and that girl was, and her friends would be taken to Florida, taken to California. It was all one guy, and he was trying to get stuff.
Guys, so dumb.
Well, because I think some guys have money.
With their brains.
Right. I think some guys have money and they don't have girls in their life, and so they haven't spent.
They're lonely.
They're lonely. They haven't spent.
Part of them doesn't mind.
Well, it's just like I've got 60 grand in the bank, and no one. And they're like, yeah, I'm going to take a trip. I'll do whatever
it
takes.
At the hopes that you'll have to get something.
And I will say, I think in this case, it did pay off for the guy eventually. I think she finally was like, you know what? I'll do something with this guy.
Yeah.
You know?
I think sometimes you get a pity F out of them.
I think that might have been it. You know? Or just someone.
60 grand.
Or someone gets used to extravagant payments. And someone might say, well, listen, if nothing happens after this.
I don't understand this because it's like, if you're going to spend that kind of money, then just get an escort.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know.
You know what I mean?
They want more, I guess.
But the problem is they've fallen
for someone. They want a relationship.
They want that person.
Yeah. Someone said I was waiting for that male stripper to say I was in too deep, and now we've been married for 4 years, right? And I can't get out of it. I don't know what to say. This guy said he got nailed for $5,200 at one point years ago over the course of a couple of months. He said, I didn't get laid. I didn't even get a kiss. The closest I got was free lap dances in the club she worked at.
But see, this cam situation's making it even easier. And
they never even
and
see
they don't
each
even
other,
see each
like
other.
They're like in person.
It's safer for the girls.
But way safer.
I think that they do like try to promise dates to guys.
Sure,
if they, you know, like they try to promise dates to guys.
We'll meet up.
Why not?
You know,
we'll meet up. Sure, we'll meet up. I'll see you. I'll meet you right there.
Yeah.
Sure.
You're so hot. Look at you.
Well, and I'm sure.
And remember my PayPal address.
And listen, I'm sure they have the power, too, to just, like, once they take your money, to just block you from their chat.
Yes.
So I can never go on and be like, this chick took, you know, 10 grand from me and never showed up.
This guy said, was at a strip club sitting at the bar. A girl came up, bought me a drink. We go back and forth buying drinks, getting dances together. Now I'm in love. Spent all night there. Spent $800. Found out she's just an off-duty stripper. That's what she does.
That was her plan.
An off-duty stripper. Undercover stripper.
She was just there hanging out with her friends and making her friends money.
Yeah. Right. Just finding suckers at the bar that night.
Yep.
And she found him. Mike in Lapeer, you been bamboozled by a stripper?
Well, I met a girl in Korea who was a juicy girl.
Oh.
Kind of like a stripper. You know, you got to sit there and they ask you to buy them a juice and you pay them and they sit there and drink it with
you. That's not what I thought you meant when you said juicy.
No.
Me neither. Juicy girls.
It's actual juice drinks.
Actually, juice. Girls drinking juice.
Yeah. Anyway, they sit there and they talk to you. And, you know, I was with this girl for a while and then we got married.
You married the juicy girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been married for 12 years.
So, wait, did juicy girls over there, juicy girls are kind of like hookers?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know that there's been a ton of other dongs in her. You're cool?
Well, she's not with anyone else right now.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So,
you can forget the dongs of Christmas past.
He plucked her right out of a country.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Was he in the service, he said?
Yeah.
I'm
assuming,
So 12 years and all good.
All good.
Hey, congrats, dude.
It worked out.
Tell your juicy lady we said hello.
Yes.
Keep the juice away from her.
Yeah.
Hello, Mrs. Juicy.
Yeah. Are you Miss Juicy? Are you wet-ass Juicy?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, that's something to get past.
That's different. So instead of a strip club, they meet at a juice bar.
I think you got better odds of being the American serviceman who can pluck someone out of a country.
Yeah.
You know.
That happens a lot.
You get them out of that juice bar life.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'd like to take you away from the juicy life.
And I honestly, I feel like I'm in the juicy life for that exact thing to happen.
Well, that's it.
That's exactly best case scenario in my juicy life.
Yeah, right. So he saved her in some ways, right?
Yeah.
Probably. An Ontario, Canada man who found a 32-year-old message in a bottle on the shore of a lake said he was able to talk with the message's author. But she's got no memory of writing that. No, because that was 32 years ago.
Yeah.
Here's the story.
I don't know.
Bob Cajun resident Larry Jones got quite a surprise on Wednesday while he was outside working on his nature trail on the shores of Sturgeon Lake.
Well, the first thing I seen was the green part of the bottle sticking out of the mud. And I thought, well, that's not going to stay there. That's for sure. So I went in and got that bottle out. And then I looked and I thought, there's something in it. And I thought, it's a note. And so I left it pretty well where I found it and went and got my wife. And I said, come and look at this. And then we got the top off it and we started to take the note out, and it was just disintegrating. And so we thought, well, we better go in the house and do this more carefully. And we did get it out.
The message in the bottle was dated July 14th, 1988. And it says it's from a little girl named Angela Van Kerkhoven. She was 13 years old at the time and said she would be going into grade 9 and soon turning 14. The note said, congratulations, you have found my cast letter. My name is Angela. I was on vacation at White Swan Cottages when I sent this.
I'd like to find the little girl who put it in the water. And I'd like to get my picture with her.
Angela would now be approximately 45 years of age. She lived in Simcoe, Ontario at the time.
So, did they find her or no?
They did find her, and she said she didn't remember anything about it. She had no memory, and she doesn't want to meet
him. Yeah.
It's going to be Lisa.
So me.
So Lisa.
It's like, message in a bottle?
Come and meet me. I found your message.
No.
Come on.
Are you kidding? Who are you, creepy old man?
No, I'm an old guy. I'm harmless and old.
Sad old man.
I'm harmless and old. I found your bottle. I'm so excited. It's been the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. So when can we meet?
I'm busy. Never. Anyways.
I just want a photo.
So she does not want to meet with him?
No, has no memory of it and doesn't plan to meet
Lisa.
Him. Lisa's like, I know, but I got time for that. Right. Trust no one, help no one, take no picture with no old men.
I wonder if it's disappointed.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was some kind of, like, it's weird that they called it a cast letter. Like, it's mean? like a cast, almost like a castaway letter. But it makes me almost feel like it's a school project.
Like
make a message
like
in
little
a bottle.
Lisa was forced to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. She really would never want to, but it's like, I had to do it for school.
And I don't ever want to talk about it again.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.